The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I don't know what that tells us. Probably nothing whatsoever. We shall see. So that is what I want to tell you about the flag referendum. Also, we are now in summer. Summer started on December 1st, of course. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Big fatty. And it is now, it's theoretically summer, I should say.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Don't let anybody tell you any different, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2063 of the BFO for Monday the 21st of December 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Yo, we've got more entries into the Crema Content Contest and some kids. Hello, shorties. Be ready, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you are shorties today because y'all today, the 21st, according to Big Fatty's calendar, is the start of winter. Yes, Big Fatty, that's in the northern hemisphere. That's true. And so that, of course, means that in the southern hemisphere, today is the longest day of the year. So it's the first day of summer. Big Fatty, that's not what an author said or what Scotty says. Well, what do they know? And Big Fatty, they live there. Well, they're in the future and things are just weird in the future. Yes, Big Fatty, things are just weird in the future. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, we're getting down to the end of the Mexican Crema calendar. Y'all, on the 19th, it was a picture of Santa Claus. And on the 20th, y'all, it's a picture of Santa Claus's lips. Big Fatty, that looks like a glory hole. But Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. And then on today, the 21st, y'all, there's a pipe. And it says, Big Fatty, it says, El Tocón de una Pipa Tenta Apriendo Entire Los Calientes y Humo Rodobalos Su Cerveza Como Una Coranto de Flores. Big Fatty, is that like a stump of a pipe or something?
Woodhaven.
Yeah, I guess y'all, we've come to find out that was Digger. Yes, Big Fatty, he's whistling. Y'all, evidently that was a stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. Big Fatty, well, I didn't even know Digger smoked.
Hey, y'all, it's Moose.
And Brother Snatus. Moose, I have heard your entry into the Big Fatty Christmas Contest. Do you think we got an additional entry where we can add a lot more content to a show also?
I don't know. Maybe people would be interested in this. So I had this really weird dream. I was a pirate king in Pirates of Penzance. I was singing, dancing, fake sword fighting, all on stage. And I looked around and I realized I was performing this show in an amusement park. The stage was beautiful, set up just like a pirate ship. Fantastic. But then when I realized I was in an amusement park, I really didn't know how to feel about this. I mean, I was really torn. I didn't know whether to feel sorrier for Gilbert and Sullivan, whose great work was being performed in an amusement park, or for myself, who was performing it in an amusement park, or the audience having to watch me perform this show in an amusement park. It was the only time Pirates of Penzance was performed as a tragedy.
That's a great story. Talk to you later, Woodhaven.
Woodhaven.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all had, of course, is Bro Moose. Big Fatty, that's copyright. right. It's true. Y'all and Moose and Brother Sinaitis, thank you so much for the call. And Moose, thank you so much for that lovely story of your own stage performance. I don't think it's bad that you performed at an amusement park. I mean, you know, at least you had people that wanted to see you, and you know, I mean, it. I guess if it had been a homosexual amusement park, it would have been the Butt Pirates of Penzance. Big Fatty.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie butler, calling from the future down under. Oh, on a hot summer's day. Yes, it's been summer for 15 days now. Why was I calling you? Listen, I was calling you to rip you a new one, because why the hell are you not playing all my entries into the Kathy Bacon 500 small print contests? Woodhaven, one entry. Christmas content, one entry. Alan, stop. So I was calling you about that. Hey, stop. Alan, ignore that mongrel. Alan's jumping in the air. Was I calling? Yes, I was calling to rip you a new one for not playing my voice messages and deliberately not letting me enter the competition until I realized that I'm about 6 or 7 episodes behind. Okay, well, sorry. I take it back. Woodhaven. Does that mean I got 2 entries because I said Woodhaven? Or do I have to say Christmas and then Woodhaven? I don't know. So confusing. Okay, thanks, Big Fatty. Happy winter coming in a couple of days' time. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie...
Woodhaven.
The little Aussie battler and down there in the future. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, I'm confused about all these seasons. It's true. But there's one thing for sure. It's blazing hot where Scotty is, so that means it's the first day of summer. Big Fatty, it sounds like it may have been summer before today. It could have been, but officially on the Marken calendar, it's not. And it's the first day of winter. Yes, Big Fatty, and we've needed a camisole this weekend in Charleston. It's true, but it's supposed to warm up again back into the upper 70s as we get closer to Crema this week. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and Scotty, be careful when you're around those mongrels. Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Matt from Spanking the Arthur, and I just wanted to call to wish you a very large, gigantic, rotund, super obese...
Trademark Vera Charles.
Wonderful holiday season.
Yes, a Big Fatty. I thought he was describing the bombs. Well, it did sound that way. Matt, thank you so much for the call. We don't ever get to hear from you, and it's just lovely to hear your voice. And I'm so happy that you participated in the content contest. I hope that you're having a lovely winter solstice, Big Fatty, solstice for the rest of us. Big Fatty, that's not the way it goes. No, it's Festivus for the rest of us. Oh, okay. Poor Big Fatty.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim, and it's early. Well, it's 9:30. Early for me. I was just giving you a call because I'm fat and lazy.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And did not want to do a e-letter to you about my favorite episode, which was the Cosmo Celebration where Big Fatty lost it. So that's my vote for next week. And I was listening to your little show today. I don't remember the number because, you know, dyslexic and all. I get it wrong anyway. And I agree with Scotty. The contest is too complicated. So that's all I'm saying. Keep up the ruination of America and the Mexicos, and I will see you next week.
Dear. Bye. Yes. Y'all, that is Terminally Single Tim. And Tim, thank you so much for the call. I'll see you later this evening. Big Fatty, that's right. You're having your crema dinner with folks in the Hatland. It's true. And Tim, lovely to hear your voice. Can't wait to see you and give you a big old hug. Big Fatty, is the baby's arm coming to the dinner? Well, probably so. Will it need its own chair? Probably so. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. So one Christmas, Joe and Peter built a skating rink in the middle of a field. A shepherd leading his flock decided to take a shortcut across the rink. The sheep, however, were afraid of the ice and wouldn't cross it. Desperate, the shepherd began tugging them to the other side. Huh, look at that, remarked Peter to Joe. That guy's trying to pull the wool over our ice. Have a good day.
Dear, that's a big fatty. That's a good one. Yo, that, of course, is Jimmy Bear. And Jimmy Bear, thank you for a crema week kerfuffle. Big fatty, we love a Jimmy Bear kerfuffle. He always has the good ones. It's true, he does. Yes, big fatty.
Hey there, fatty. This is Turnip Head Colin. Listen, I was just downstairs early this evening and at the grocery store, and I needed to pick up some limes and some lemons. Can you fucking believe this? 60 cents for a lemon and 20 cents for a lime, and they're puny. What is the situation like there for you? Let me know. Thanks. Wood shavings.
Oh, a big ready. He said wood shavings. He did. And Turnip Head, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Now, Turnip Head, you're not as in as bad a shape as Big Fatty is, but I was at the Vons East, and you know our limes and lemons are imported from Mexico, so at least they're local for you. But the limes that I bought were two for a dollar, and I think the lemons were three for $1.49, so they were all about 50 cents a piece. Big Fatty, what is the world coming to?
Big Fatty, it's your number one. Hey, I wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year before you headed off to Atlanta. But I think we need one clarification. Is Woodhaven one word or two words? We want to make sure we get the appropriate credit. Talk to you later, Woodhaven.
Yes. Y'all, that is Bill in St. Louis. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And Bill, lovely to hear your voice. And unfortunately, I'm already on my way to Atlanta. And Big Fatty will have to come clean in a minute. It's true, we will. But thank you so much for the call. And I'm going to have to defer your question to Miss Bacon. Perhaps Miss Bacon, if you will just let us know if the appropriateness of, for credit purposes is about Woodhaven being one or two words. Big Fatty, perhaps Patrick Plain can tell us too.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes, calling to say it's freaking cold in Atlanta. 30-something degrees this morning. That shit ain't right. It's the first day that I've had to wear a jacket. I just got through listening to your show for Friday, the 18th. And, I listen to your show every morning on my way to work. It lifts me up.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Sometimes in more ways than one. So I just wanted to tell Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Always, a tip is always welcome. So, we'll work that out. I've got a question for you, so if you want to play the music, that's perfectly fine.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question comes to us today from the gay country boy. Big Fatty, is it spelled C? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, that's Wes. Wes, what's your question?
Have you ever taken part in knife play, or have you ever seen it performed on someone? I have an offer from someone, and the curiosity is about to kill me, and I think that I'm going to accept and go have some fun. So, love you much, and Woodstock.
Damn, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Gay Country Wes, and Wes, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. This is an excellent question, this is not in my wagon wheel of wheelhouse of interest. Blood doesn't do a whole lot for me, and that just it makes me queasy. Big Fatty, listening to your show makes everybody else queasy, especially when they're eating their Cheerios. It's true, but if you feel comfortable with the person that you are playing with, and you have a level of trust that you've built between the two of you, then you're a grown man. Get out there and do what you want. Big Fatty, speaking of that, are you looking forward to having your nuts in Wes's mouth Monday night? Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all want to do another one of these scratch-offs today. Y'all, it's the season's greetings again. Once again, it is scratch the play area, match three identical prize amounts, win that amount, reveal a crema tree, and you win $20. Big Fatty, is that cash money? It is from the ATM machine. You win that immediately. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do it. All right, the first number is $4. No winner there. $20, not a winner. $2, fuck $2. Then we've got $1,000, not a winner. Then we've got $2. Big Fatty, it's another $2. And then there's $100, not a winner. And then $2, Big Fatty, you want $2. Oh, dear, Gussie. Won the $2. And yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. You won $2. So there you go. Y'all, Big Fatty, it's a crema miracle. It's true. I was going to open crema cards today, but y'all, it looks like I'm going to be I'm not going to have enough time to do that. So let me just review what's going on. Y'all, I am I've recorded today's little show on a Friday before my crema party. Y'all, I have now played all of the crema contest entries that I have as of right now. So there may be more that come in. So y'all, that's all I've got right now. Saturday, I'm going to record and tell you about the party, and I'm going to do a little scratch-off and some spotting Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, and you're going to open those crema cards in that, too. And then for the Wednesday show, I'm going to record it when I get over to the Horror Hotel. So, y'all, Big Fatty, you all of a sudden got content! Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, so what the plan's going to be is if I don't end up playing everybody's favorite old episodes this week, y'all, we're going to bring that into the mix starting in the new year. But we're just going to play it by ear right now, y'all, because I've got to get all of this week's little shows recorded before I get up to Hatlanta On to, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Arthur from the Amerinds. And Arthur, the first day of summer down there in New Zealand. What do you think?
Don't let anybody tell you any different, Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah, so you love the first day of summer. I hear ya.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.